Well, here in Australia, as we move to the next stage of restrictions on physical distancing, one of the few places where you'll come into contact with other people is the supermarket. And so many employees are growing concerned not enough is being done to keep them out of harm's way. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
As the pubs, cafes and gyms close, this is one of the last places where Australians can bank on coming into contact with large groups of people. These shoppers told AM they're making trips to get groceries as quick and infrequent as possible.
There's a lot of people in a close area. We're not really separated, not by that 1.5 metre recommendation.
It's making sure I'm not touching the counters or anything, and check out people, pick up and scan your items. That's a concern for me, that they're touching things that you're carrying back home into your environment.
How much sympathy do you have for people still working in the supermarket?
I wouldn't do it.
Unfortunately, not everyone gets that choice.
Supermarket workers are essential workers and we're on the front lines of this pandemic.
This Coles worker didn't want to give his real name, so we'll call him Jack. And while changes have been made, Jack doesn't think the retailer has been doing enough to protect its workforce.
The only things that we have at the moment are hand sanitizer, antibacterial wipes for the trolleys, and a couple of posters about hand washing and whatever. And that's really the only things they've done. And that's really up to, you know, customers and workers alike to do it.
Well, in the last couple of weeks, the concerns that have been raised have increased, but also the nature of them have become more serious.
Gerard Dwyer is the National Secretary of the SDA, the Shop Distributive and Allied Employees Association, which represents retail, fast food and warehouse workers. The union leader says his members are worried about how to maintain a safe distance from customers, along with the availability of protective items like hand sanitizer and alcohol wipes.
We want to actually see an exponential move to cash-free across retail. We want the signage on the floor to ensure the social distancing, and we need lots of sanitizer available.
Then there's the problem of how to deal with members of the public who do the wrong thing. Both major supermarkets have increased security in recent weeks. Now, in a bid to reduce interaction between the public and its staff, Woolworths has announced it will install plexiglass screens across all of its manned checkouts in coming weeks. It's a move that's been welcomed by the union, although at the moment there's no indication its competitor, Coles, will follow suit. And despite representations from the shopworkers' union, neither of the major supermarkets has committed to go cash-free. Shoppers, meanwhile, are doing what they can.
I made sure I was served by someone that had a mask on.
Supermarket shopper Jennifer, ending that report by Bridget Fitzgerald.